My name is Jennifer Pabellano, and this is the Buzzer Blog Podcast. So, if you've ever been on the C-Bus, you'll notice a couple of things. First, there's a lot of noise on the C-Bus. And second, after the doors close, there's the safety announcement.
Transport Canada requires that all passengers be informed of the location of the life-saving equipment on board this vessel. Life jackets are...
Let's skip ahead and go to an interview with the man behind the announcement.
My name is Rick Kiviaho, and I do the voice of the C-Bus.
So how did you come to be the voice of the C-Bus?
Commercial Electronics, this company, actually did the installation of the sound system, and when they needed the recording of it, they knew that I've done voiceover work before, so they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, sure, what the heck.
And it's based here in Vancouver?
It is.
How long ago was that recording done?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it was probably 8 years ago, 7 or 8 years.
Have you recorded anything else that we might have heard?
I've done lots of voices for video games, done radio commercials. I've done quite a lot of voiceover work for different companies, industrial videos, narrations for all kinds of things. So,
do you ever get recognized?
I don't get recognized, no, but friends of mine rib me constantly when they take the C-Bus because they know it's me, but usually because of my girlfriend or somebody else tells, not me.
Do you ever ride the C-Bus and hear your own voice?
I ride the C-Bus occasionally and I hear my own voice and I go, wow, that sounds like me, but not really. I find it sounds a little bit different.
What goes through your mind when you're recording a voice that you know is going to be played on, that is the voice of the C-Bus?
Well, I didn't actually know it was going to be the voice of the C-Bus. I thought it was just an emergency, in case of emergency announcement. I didn't know that it was going to be on every time the C-Bus pulled in and out. So I didn't really think all that much about it at all. It's just kind of funny, I find.
So were you surprised when people were...
I was very surprised when I found out. It took me a year to find out because somebody asked, did you do that voice? And I'm like, I don't know. And so I rode the C-Bus and sure enough, that was me, right? So all my friends started to ride it just to get a laugh.
The recording is all about safety and it's about providing help. So did you really try to channel, you know, a calmness and an authority? Like what were you thinking about when you recorded that?
It had to fit into a 1 minute slot or a 30 second slot. Get it in there. So I wasn't really thinking about anything. It was like, it's got to be 30 seconds long. Two takes and there you go.
Is there any message that you'd like to send out to the people of Metro Vancouver who've been listening to your recordings for the past few years?
Hire me. I'm available for weddings, parties, anything.